countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our marked price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, if you had to choose a new home, would you look for a state-of-the-art new build, or would you seek out a building with its own history and heritage? American writer Betsy Cornwell wanted to live in an old building, full of stories. Last year, she found the old knitting factory near Carrow Row in County Galway, beautiful place, with views of the Mam Turks and 12 Bens. She has a dream to transform this building into a family home and an artist's residency space. When Lorna Siggins met her on a windy day to talk about the building and her vision, she began by reading some of her work.
The colour at the bottom is so deep, there are few who would call it blue. There is light there, a little, for those who can find it. It shifts in the water, a vague New England light. Just darkness, unless you look carefully. If you want real light, you'll have to stay on the surface. It's the shallow water you really want, what the old shoalers call the in-between. It's that space between light and blue, land and sea, where the water is sometimes warm. So I actually first came to Ireland to work on my first novel, which is a retelling of an old Celtic story called The Selkie Bride. Selkies are sort of seals that can turn into people. They're a bit like mermaids. And so I came to Galway to do some research after I finished my master's program in writing at Notre Dame. I now have 5 books published, and I have a 6th one forthcoming early next year. And for the most part, they are retellings of old stories. My second book was sort of modernized version of Cinderella, and my next novel that's coming out in 2022 is a sort of response to Jane Eyre. So they're not all fairy tales necessarily, but I am really interested in engaging with old stories and thinking about how they travel into the present moment. And that's something that I really love about the Knitting Factory, of course, as well, is it's an old building and it has a lot of history.
Yeah, some days it's like smooth glass.
So the building was built in 1906, and it was originally a lace knitting factory. And a lot of the women who came here, from what I've read, used the money that they earned here to emigrate to America. And that was something that's really touching to me as someone who's emigrated to Ireland. And then Bob Quinn, the filmmaker, turned it into the first Irish language cinema in the 1970s. And they had 60 people in every weekend watching Irish language films.
There were, of course, times when the kids were sleeping beside the projector. I don't know how they slept at all, really. I mean, they have all kinds of bang-bangs and everything else, and here was this thing. It must have been very interesting, actually, for the kids to see this from behind the scenes, you know, to see this is where films come from, you know. This projector is making a film, and I can hear it in there and see the projector.
And then that's one of the things about the Knitting Factory's history that I really love, is at every stage when it was, well, not when it was a knitting factory, but when it was a cinema.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you too. And when it was a jewelry studio, it was also a family home in both of those incarnations. And so I want this to be our home that we can share with other people rather than being just a residency space. It's both. It's a home and, you know, an art center, a community center. And that combination is really exciting to me. And I love that it's already part of the building's history. So, yeah. We had to leave our family home when my marriage broke down, and I started fantasizing about home ownership. So I started looking specifically for sort of strange old buildings that I could write about, and that's how I found the Knitting Factory. You know, I wasn't sure. You're always nervous about moving to a new place or moving to a small village, especially as an American, as an outsider, but people have been so welcoming here. Everyone I've met in Carrow Row has been really wonderful, and I'm learning a bit of Irish myself. I still don't speak it that much, but people have been very patient about that as well, which is great. Any big enterprise takes longer than you think it will when you start out, but my hope right now is that about half the time the space would go to resident artists, and the other half the time it would be available as an Airbnb type of space for tourists, for short-term guests.
Give us a smile.
Coral Beach is just a few kilometers that way, and which has been amazing during lockdown. It's a gorgeous beach, and I just sort of bring my kid there and set him off, and he runs around. You know. It's one of my favorite things about Connemara is the colors are different every day, and so I think it's such a natural place for artists to come and work, and whether they're writers or visual artists or filmmakers, or I would love to have some textile artists come here just because I think that's so in line with what the building was originally.
That was Betsy Cornwell speaking to Lorna Siggins. And of course, the story of the Knitting Factory's Cinema Days is told in the award-winning film by Robert Quinn, Cinegale Paradiso. You can find out about her plans for the building on www.betsycornwell.com, the old Knitting Factory /